broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always, very clear, remains the same. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. For the United States of America, the rule of law is our guide. We also believe the checks and balances put in place by the Almighty through our founders, absolutely the solution to the problems we face in America today. Is America set up to be the nation that'll stay free until the Savior Jesus Christ himself comes, huh? We pray the answer is yes. And largely it remains up to us on if we obey God's laws and qualify for his protection. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. Tim Tebow and Olivia Culpo, I guess part ways. Tim Tebow and Olivia Culpo part ways. Why? Because Tim Tebow remains true to his beliefs. Wants to remain abstaining. Wants to save his virginity for his future spouse. Wow, couldn't we talk about that as a role model situation? Olivia, you're missing out, my sister. You blew it. Sad to say. All right, I guess Pfizer and Allergan going to create the largest, biggest drug merger ever. That's if the government approves it. The deal would move New York-based Pfizer to Ireland, making it the latest merger that will let a U.S. company slash its corporate tax bill. Yeah, I think that needs to happen yesterday. The sooner we can put less money in the hands of government, the better off we are, huh? The end of daily injections for diabetes sufferers could be in sight, they say. Scientists are now showing that it's possible to restore insulin production by strengthening the immune system. It's pretty cool. They call them T-regs. I guess it's T-regs. By using T-regs to re-educate the immune system, we may be able to really change the course of things. We expect these T-regs to be part of the solutions in the future. That was hour one, Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we talked about Raspberry Pi's latest computer is sold with a magazine. It's called Magpie Magazine. It's talking about this little computer called a Raspberry Pi. Sam talked about those Raspberry Pis a little bit. Cool projects are being made with these little teeny computers by kids all over the world and by dabblers in tech, the geeks, if you will. They're kind of fun devices. I had one in my hand. I'm playing with one. Got a few projects to work on with those. Anyway, Raspberry Pi. Canada reportedly to exclude single males from their Syria refugee program. They'll take women and children and families, but single males, uh-uh. They say that's just too much likelihood of not being a refugee, rather being a terrorist. And boy, do they have a profiling reality to tell you about, don't they? Ouch. I guess some of the refugees in protesting their inability to travel freely from country to country to country and their, quote, so-called refugee status. I guess they're sewing their own mouths shut, according to Joseph Farah at WorldNet Daily. Whoa. I'm not into sewing my mouth shut, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not. Just imagine Sam Bushman with his mouth sewn shut. What? Man, I'd be speechless, wouldn't I? Church, governments, and humanitarian partners are aiding refugees in Europe, says LDS.org. And we commend them for that. We don't need to bring them to the United States necessarily. Can we aid them in Europe? Can we find ways to bring relief and reduce suffering? Can we separate the refugees from the terrorists? I think we can, folks. I guess her name is Jackie Buskowski, I guess is how you say it. She's the new mayor-elect of Salt Lake City, Utah. And she's calling for the resignation of almost all Salt Lake City department heads. She's pro-openly gay. Do you think she'll have that agenda for the new folks she's going to install, huh? Kurt asked that wise question. Netflix adding 68 titles, dropping 53 in December, according to KSL.com. The problem is that the titles aren't quite as good, so it's a setback, not a move forward, as you might think. Watch movies your way, however the bleep you want. That's the slogan from VidAngel.com. You can get two free movie nights by sharing VidAngel, but VidAngel is a system. If you go look it up, VidAngel.com, where it'll bleep out all the bad stuff for you. Pretty cool technology, if you ask me. We need more of that, huh? Nationally renowned radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh. I guess he's got a big, huge move of support for Ted Cruz's campaign. But take it with a grain of salt. That's according to Ted Cruz. Obama, climate action is an economic and security imperative. Not. Now Barack saying even the Republican president, if they win, would have to deal with climate change. Although Barack fully believes a Democrat will take charge. Don't worry. Black gunman targets white women. Media seems to be silent. WorldNet Daily reports it. Where's the mainstream press? A black man going crazy with a gun? White women in trouble? Sam, answer. Women need to get rape-me-nots. They need to have their own guns to level the playing field. I don't care what color the man is. If he's a thug, he needs to be stopped, okay? Orem woman works 20,000 hours for free, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, what an example, huh? I guess she doesn't need to work. She's elderly, but she shows up every day because she says, I want to spend time with people. I love people. And then some people are saying to her, aren't you kind of extreme? And she says, not to me. This is what I do. This is who I am. I love people. I love to serve. I love to be part of things. And I submit to you that it probably keeps her alive. What a cool thing, huh? We need more of that service. We need millions of people just like her, don't we? All right, Liberty Roundtable Live. That's a recap brought to you by thepowermall.com. When you want incredible deals, go to thepowermall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Check out Joyce Riley's award-winning broadcast as well called The Power Hour. Heard on these same radio stations via the Liberty News Radio Network. Noon to 3 Mountain Time. It's live on Genesis right now, too. But noon to 3 on Liberty. And by the way, we're going to announce. Well, first off, let's get Kurt with me. Hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
A big shout out goes to AM 1480 KHQN Radio out of Spanish Fork, Utah. They've cranked up their signal and turned on Liberty News Radio, specifically Liberty Roundtable Live. And on one hand, it's a new affiliate Kurt brought back. On the other hand, it's an old friend coming back, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta like that. Good point. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That way folks could be driving around in their cars in Kurt's hometown and listening. Well, not his hometown, I guess, right? Is your hometown Utah if you've been here longer than where you grew up, though?
I guess it is.
All right. So your stomping grounds, Kurt. And, you know, I mean, Kurt even met his wife in the coverage of the KHQN radio signal. So that's saying something, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you met your wife, Kurt, in the footprint of the good mighty KHQN?
Yes.
All right. So big shout out to KHQN, huh, Kurt?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I like that. Well, Kurt, you know how there was a big hullabaloo? Is that the word I should use for this?
Okay.
Donald Trump said that he saw thousands of people protesting 9/11 back in the day. They were dancing on rooftops and having a fantastic time because the terrorist attacks happened, and they were doing this in New Jersey and everything. And then they said, you're crazy. That didn't happen. Come on, Donald. And then Donald found a newspaper reporter that did indeed document it. And then they never researched it. They just said, Donald, you're crazy. And then they tried to go off into circus land and say that Donald made fun of the disabled reporter. And they just went on and on and on, right? You with all this?
Not exactly.
All right. Kurt, you got to keep up on the news, bro. That's what happened, you know. And yeah. So they tried to make this circus thing. And Donald's like, I didn't make fun of the reporter. Come on. And, you know, whether he did or not, it's hard to say because Donald kind of does walk that fine line a little bit. But who cares? Yeah. What matters is Donald made a claim. Mainstream press tried to say the claim was bogus. And Donald pointed to a newspaper article from a credible news source that said, yeah, we were investigating people that were doing this very thing. And then the reporter tried to weasel his way out of it and say there was nothing there. We researched it. But there's really no evidence backing up the reporter's claim nor Donald's claim, except for the article was there to back Donald. And Donald said he saw it. So that's kind of two witnesses, if you will. One, the newspaper report, and two, Donald said that he saw them. Pretty hard to argue with that. Well, it gets worse for the mainstream press, Kurt, and better for Donald. Headline says, from the mainstream press, this is how they like to lie all the time. Headline says, Giuliani refutes Trump's 9/11 claim. That's what the headline says. Giuliani refutes Trump's 9/11 claim. The problem is that headline is a lie. It's from Yahoo.com. Some of the big news services, they're trying to gain points, but they lose when you study the devil in the details, Kurt. Trump wins. I'll explain in seconds. Of course, on your favorite news the networks refuse to use radio station, teaming up with Liberty News Radio and RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. We're talking about this Trump fiasco. Whenever you talk about Trump, it seems like there's always kind of a controversy brewing. Sad to say, you know, a lot of the time the mainstream press would like to just blame this on Trump all the time, but it's not really Trump's fault half the time. Sometimes he makes very common sense statements that you and I would make every day, and the mainstream press just goes ballistic because they don't know how to handle him. Whether it's this is intentional, a lot of people say Trump's just nobody can control him. I don't believe that. I believe the mainstream press is giving him coverage because they love what he's doing in their roundabout, psychotic, sick way. Nevertheless, the debate's on, whether it's intentional, whether they're for it, whether, you know, who knows who's what. But here's the deal. Giuliani refutes Trump's 9/11 claims. Trump said he saw thousands dancing in the streets in New Jersey. And they laughed at him and said, it isn't true, you're just making stuff up. And Trump pointed to a newspaper article that was credible that said they were investigating people for doing just that. The reporter then kind of waffled. Well, now Giuliani gets in the mix and tries to refute. So the headline says Giuliani refutes Trump's claim, Kurt. That's what the headline from Yahoo News says. The problem is the debates of the details, and here's what the details of the article say, Kurt. Quote, we had some pockets, quote, of people celebrating, not thousands, said the former New York City mayor. What do you say to that, Kurt? So now they have to admit Trump's right, but now they want to debate the number. Yep, which tells me they've lost the argument because, look, whether it's thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds bordering on thousands, pockets, a number of people being investigated by the FBI, et cetera, et cetera. I don't really know, and I don't think Trump is going to stick with his number of thousands. We don't know how many. We don't know the details. That's the whole point that Trump's getting across is that, guys, your mainstream press cover this up. They're not letting you know. It's so credible. There's a newspaper article about it. Trump saw it. And now Giuliani admits to it. The debate isn't even if it happened now. The debate is how many. Would you call that a loss for Trump? I would say no. The mainstream press is trying to say yes. That's why their headline says, Giuliani refutes Trump's 9/11 claims. They're acting as if that's a win for Giuliani and kind of a definitive from the mainstream press. But when you dig into the reality, Giuliani admits it, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
But Giuliani calls it pockets.
Yeah.
The reporter says there's individuals being investigated.
Some of them.
Trump calls it thousands. What do you call it, Kurt?
Well, it's just more of the same, you know, a manipulation by, you know, whoever. I mean, if the mainstream media wants to make Giuliani look good, they can do it. If they want to make Trump look good, they can do it. But, you know, like you said, when they already concede that it was happening, then, at least in my opinion, they validate what Trump has said.
That's what I think. And I think the debate isn't whether it's thousands, whether there's people investigated, whether you call it pockets, whether you say it's pretty hard to argue with and that it happened, that it's real. Now, the real question that needs to be pushed into the mainstream press now, we can't deny that it happened. Giuliani admits there's pockets. The reporter says people are being investigated. Trump says thousands. Who cares what term we want to use here? I want to know what happened with those investigations. And I want a complete vetting of what really occurred. Did people get deported over this? Muslims that may not be legally in the country? Muslims that may have, quote, terrorist ties? Did people get exported or deported because of this? Did people go to jail because of this? Are they considered enemy combatants? Were mosques shut down? Now we can go into the other points that Giuliani will not admit, but Trump makes, right? And that is, we need to start to profile these people. We really need to start to follow these people. And you can say, no, that's crazy. We can't treat them like the Japanese of yesteryear in World War II. I agree, and I'm not suggesting we should. But if they say that Sam Bushman can't have a drink of water because he might be a terrorist, is that profiling? If Sam Bushman has a radio network called Liberty News Radio and the Southern Poverty Law Center in bed with Homeland Security identifies me as a terrorist, claiming that I'm one of the biggest hate groups in America because they don't like my free speech, how does that relate? They're already tracking me. But it's absurd to consider tracking thousands of people that may be in America that may have ties to terror, Kurt. Okay, at some point, you got to back into these real discussions.
Up is down, down is up. You know, good is bad. I mean,
good is evil.
You got to remember. Yeah.
Anyway, so Giuliani refutes Trump's claim. That's what the headline says. But you got to read at least the second line of the article, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find out Giuliani even admits there were pockets of people. And I'm not here to debate whether it's pockets or thousands. I mean, I guess it just depends on how big of a pocket, Kurt. I mean, if you have a million people in Jersey, how many people are in New Jersey, Kurt?
I don't know. But I think it's even more than a million.
Yeah. And so what if you had like 10,000 and they were just kind of dispersed through the city? Would that be pockets, Kurt?
Good point.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
And maybe it was literally in the high hundreds and Trump thought it looked like thousands, okay? Why are we tripping up over the number anyway? The fact is, Trump pointed that it happened. The mainstream press tried to pretend it didn't happen. The mainstream press never reported the details of it happening enough to where the mainstream press made sure the people got it. And now they're admitting to it, Kurt.
They call it 8.938 million, so almost three times as many people as in Utah, Sam.
All right.
The state itself is quite a bit smaller.
Size-wise, land-wise, no question. Yeah. And then what if you had maybe 3,000 people doing it, Kurt? Would you call it pockets?
Well, I mean, I guess they
don't worry. Giuliani shut down Trump on it, ladies and gentlemen. See, the mainstream press just lies to you. And then everybody wonders, man, how come they don't think we're credible? Because you're bogus. Trump gets it. We get it. But they don't get it. All right, should I leave Trump alone and go to Mark Zuckerberg, or should we stick with the Trump stories, Kurt?
Whatever you like, Sam.
Or should we go to this BYU's Collinsworth story?
Well, you know, at least this is one of those stories where what you've got here is you see this rarely. You know, if this were at least in my opinion, an African-American that had accomplished this fact, this kind of deal, I think you'd see more coverage of it. But you are seeing some coverage. The interesting thing about it, the headline, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is about a young man. He's a basketball player for what's called Brigham Young University, and he has now accomplished what they say has never been done before, or maybe he's just tied it with Shaq, if I remember right. And they say sets the career triple-double record. What they did say was they did this after the review. So it was after the game was over, they looked at things and noticed that he got one more rebound. And, that put him there. So he basically got 26 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists in the game. And that put him, ahead of Shaquille O'Neal. Now, I don't think Shaquille got assists, but I think he might have got a lot of blocks. But typically a basketball player doesn't get those three things. They say, one guy way back in, 84-88 set the original record at six. LSU Shaquille O'Neal matched it with six from 89 to 92. And then Collinsworth matched it last year, and now, he is passed it up. So, that's interesting to me.
Yeah, it not only is it interesting, I got a couple of personal stories tied to this. Tell you about it right after the pause. How's that? Doing radio like they teach me to, huh? You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite news that networks refuse to use talk station.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, the BYU Cougars played last Saturday night, and BYU's Kyle Collinsworth set an NCAA career triple-double record. And after the review, everybody was shocked that it happened, but he did it. Kurt, I was at that game. Yeah?
Oh. Okay.
I was at that game, buddy.
Yeah.
And I was there. I was a witness.
I wasn't.
Well, you should have been.
Yeah.
I was eating popcorn and watching the game with my family.
I listened to it.
All right. Good work. And the interesting thing about that game
part of it.
Is my children go to a school called American Heritage. That's the school we advertise on the radio, by the way.
Yeah.
A wonderful private school. They don't take a dime. They don't take a penny from your government, by the way. That's why my kids are there, just saying. And so the American Heritage School Choir had the opportunity to sing the Star Spangled Banner for that game, so I had two boys in the choir. So my kids busted out and sang, and then the game started. Kyle got it done, and, you know, it was cool. And I was there. Mm-hmm. See? I told you I had some personal experiences to go along with that, man.
Very good.
It's awesome.
I did see the replay of the game, you know, at least parts of it. I missed several parts of it. I, you know, kind of.
Yeah, it was a great game. The first half, it was a pretty tough game, Kurt. In fact, BYU was down a significant portion of that first half, struggling to keep up with the other team. But then after the half, I don't know if the you know, coaches made some adjustments or exactly what happened, but BYU started to pull away in the second half there.
Yeah, BYU, what they did is they followed my keys to the game in the second half.
Score more points, yeah.
Yeah, they made more points.
They made some adjustments to how the rotations worked and stuff like that, who passed the ball to who was on who. At first, they just couldn't really keep up on the one-on-one kind of defense. Anyway, I digress. Yeah. We're turning into a Rush Limbaugh broadcast, talking too much about sports. But the point is, man, we must be racist telling you about this BYU Kyle Collinsworth, or Kyle Hollinsworth. No, it's Collins. Yeah, Kyle Collinsworth. Yeah. Anyway, he got it done. Now, I guess he's a black guy, Kurt?
No, he's a white guy.
He's a white. Wait a minute. And, he's not even allowed to play basketball, is he?
Well,
what the heck's going on?
He's in Utah, Sam.
Oh, yeah, it's okay in Utah. And, right. They're racist anyway up there.
Oh, well, yeah.
Heck, yeah.
If they're white, they're racist. But I at least my own personal experience with him is I was selling honey one time, and he and his wife came up, and they did taste some honey, but I don't think they bought anything, you know. But anyway, he is a big tall kid. He's 6'6", plays point guard, you know. And
yeah.
I did one of my favorite plays in the game was he came down, passed the ball off to the right to the smaller other kind of shooting guard, Nick Emery.
Yeah, is that like a small forward? By the way, Nick scored a ton of points, too.
Yeah, and when he did, then he went to his left and down around, and Nick got him with a nice alley-oop just above the rim.
Yeah, that was tremendous. That was in the first half, huh?
Yeah. I don't remember exactly where it was, but I know it was fun to watch that over and over.
Well, we're going to lose our listeners if we don't go back to Trump, Kurt.
Okay.
Did you even know there's people creating Trump talk shows now? They're all about Trump.
No.
The Trump Hour, the Trump talk show, the Trump pack, the Trump everything, Kurt. You got to get on the Trump bandwagon, buddy.
I know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, maybe Kyle should hang out with Trump. Maybe they should go on the road together and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, the headline from Drudge, big headline, comes out and says,
Trump, yeah.
It says, 60 days to Iowa, Trump dominates. And it's got a good picture of him.
Yeah, time will tell how that all goes. You know, Kurt, I don't know what's going to happen here. They're trying to down Trump. The question is, does Trump have enough star power to stave off their abuse, or do they have enough, or is the mainstream press really part of this? Do they intend to just have this huge star? Can it become a falling star? What's kind of the goal? I don't know. But the headline says Trump mulls boycott unless CNN donates $5 million. Did you see this?
Yeah. Do you think? I do think this is kind of, it certainly wouldn't be the American people donating, but I guess Trump is saying, hey, because of me, on these debates, you guys get all these watchers, and then, you sell all these ads and make all this money. So,
I should get a piece of the pie.
Yeah. If I'm going to show up, I want some cash.
Now, he's not going to keep the cash personally. Obviously, he's very wealthy. He doesn't need it. Now, he was at a rally in Macon, Georgia, where he announced this back on Monday, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump felt the payment was in order. Because CNN doesn't treat him properly, number one. And number two, he felt that he was responsible for the high ratings that CNN got in the last debate. CNN had 23 million people. It was the biggest show in the history of CNN, Trump said, and I'm primarily responsible for that. The billionaire businessman is now reopening negotiations on whether his star power should be lent to the debate that CNN's hosting December the 15th coming up. How about if I tell CNN that I'm not going to do the next debate? Trump asked the crowd. Of course, they loved it. He said, I won't do the debate unless they pay me $5 million. Now listen carefully. All of which money goes to the wounded warriors or the vets, Trump said.
Mm-hmm.
Following his segue into the fact that people that are really, really, really smart don't need teleprompters. So what he's telling you is how smart Sam Bushman is. Because I don't use a teleprompter, people. In fact, I can't even see one. So that's proof I don't use one. Now, some people may pretend they don't use one, like Barack, but it's provable that I can't use one. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just teasing. Isn't that what a talk show host is supposed to do, is take advantage of every opportunity to promote himself? I hate doing that. It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I digress. I'm just telling you that Trump says this. What do you think of that idea, Kurt, to say, you know what, CNN, you need to pay $5 million to the wounded warriors, to the veterans, and get this done? This is the first time I've seen Trump parlay this into where I would say it's valuable, Kurt. You know what? I would like to see that money go to the veterans. But what I'd really like to see Donald do is say, give me $5 million, I'll give it to the vets, but I'll also match you five. Because then it would be $10 million. Donald wouldn't even blink an eye. Kurt, me buying a honey bear from you, of raw honey, is kind of like Trump donating $5 million. It's pretty similar. It's nothing, right, to this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that he's trying to garner money from the networks to go to the veterans. I think that's wonderful. But I also think that he ought to put his own money where his mouth is and lead by example, too. But what do you think? $5 million. Think it's an appropriate demand? Some are just calling him like a bully. But here's what's fascinating. When Al Sharpton's like a thug bully, or what's that other goofball's name? Jesse Jackson Jr. or whatever it is. Okay, that guy. When those guys bully corporations, the mainstream press doesn't go after them. Why go after Donald for doing a similar thing? But Donald's not even keeping the money himself, Curtis. Nothing for his agenda except for to help out the veterans and the wounded warriors. I kind of support the idea. Why not?
Well, and it's at least in my opinion, it's a smart move by him. You know, even if you just look at the numbers, what American doesn't want to support the, you know, when I say American, I should say, you know, real patriotic American doesn't want to support the troops, you know, and that kind of thing. These gentlemen and people, ladies and gentlemen who put their lives on the line for us, you know, we always thank them when we hear if they served or whatever. But these individuals, like he has said before, they typically get very little for their service. He hasn't brought up this idea about how the IRS agents get paid more than a guy catching bullets, you know. But he certainly could go there. But, you know, the thing is that I think it brings to light another part of a very good part of his campaign if he wants to include the immigration, the job factor, you know, with the tariffs and stuff, and then the veteran situation. That's, you know, that's going to make it very tough for folks to beat, and I think those are winning issues, you know, that he's trumping, if you will.
Yeah, now Trump was really frosted by this unfair coverage of Trump's closed-door meetings with a bunch of black pastors, Kurt. Mm-hmm. He said they didn't cover that fairly at all, and I'm really mad about that. Trump also predicted that the television pundits will call him chicken if he carried out his threat not to do the debate. However, he attached little value to the opinions of the talking heads. He said, who are not smart people at all. They call them elite, Trump said. My education's better than any of them, he continued. I'm smarter than they are. After saying that he didn't want to point the finger at anybody specific, he added, guys like Karl Rove. He spends hundreds of millions of dollars on campaigns, but he wins nothing. There's some people that are losers. We have to get the right people and we have to win, Trump finished. All right, we'll talk about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Donald Trump because he's making so many headlines. The mainstream press, I believe, is allowing him to make these headlines. Now, most of you would believe that, hey, Trump's just taking on the mainstream press, and, man, they don't know what to do with him. I don't believe that. They don't leave anything to chance. They make the rules. Okay, I'm telling you right now, write it down. If you don't believe me. Now, I don't know if they want Trump to win or not, but they certainly want him popular right now. I do know that. All right, now, Donald says, how about if I tell CNN that I'm not going to do the next debate? Trump asked the crowd, I'm not going to do it unless they give me $5 million that I'm going to donate to the wounded warriors and to the veterans. Then he goes on and he says, people who are really, 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 really smart like I am don't need teleprompters. No, I agree. I don't like politicians running around with teleprompters all the time to watch everything they say. Now, Trump will negotiate directly with the networks on debates. Now, Kurt, this is kind of the fascinating thing that I see here about this. All the other GOP hopefuls are kind of chagrined that Donald's going to do this because they're like, hey, you're blowing up our whole Republican deal here. Trump's like, don't care. You guys are all idiots. You're not smart. You can't deal with it. I'm the only real negotiator here. I'm the only one that understands the, pardon the pun, art of the deal. And so get out of the way. I'm going to deal with these people directly. And you know what? I can't blame Trump. And now he's calling the shots and he's got these people over a barrel. Are they going to have him at the debate and pay out the $5 million? Or are they going to try to hold their ground and not have him at the debate, Kurt? I bet you that somehow they work out a deal. I just think the art of the deal guy will get a deal done.
I think.
Because his whole premise as running for office depends on it, Kurt.
Yep, good point.
Now, if the mainstream press is really hostile like they say they are, or like they act like they are, then he won't get a deal done, Kurt. But the fact
I
that he'll make a deal, there's a deal
like
going
CNN,
on.
CNN, if they can make $20 million and have to shell out $5 million, you know, I think they'll probably, you know, choose to do that.
Yep, now Carson's kind of melting down, Kurt, and it's kind of interesting. He's melting down because he's critical of Trump. Everybody that takes on Trump melts down. Rand Paul did it. Rand Paul's a nobody now in the debates, Kurt, and in the run for president. Sad to say, because I personally think Rand, he's no Ron, he's not his father, but he is more pure than everybody else in the discussions here. But Carson says Trump is engaging in the usual politics of personal destruction. Yeah, great comment there. Trump's gaining in the polls and you're melting down, Ben. Not sure how to cope with that there, but, you know. Now, the GOP polls say Trump's ahead, Carson down, Rubio, and Cruz gaining. Donald Trump is still ahead. Ben Carson is fading fast. Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are moving up, according to the latest mainstream polls, Kurt. Now, should I say fading fast? Because that's kind of the truth. Now, Ted Cruz is in the news, Kurt, and he says Trump will not be the nominee. Trump heard about that and laughed. Yeah, Ted Cruz said Trump won't be the nominee. But he didn't go off and criticize Trump in any way. He just, now, look, if I'm running for president and so are you, Kurt, I have to say you won't be the nominee, right? So I don't think it's an attack. Cruz did not attack Trump in any way. In fact, Trump's response was nice back to Cruz. Trump just said he's got to say that. I mean, he's running for president, right? It's not a matter of trying to, you know, down Trump. It's just a matter of trying to hold on to your own campaign. Well, Trump's right about that, too. But the question is, will Trump be the nominee? Remember, I predicted a long time ago that Trump would not be it, that they would use him for their purposes. He's providing a lot of distraction, a lot of ratings, a lot of ways to dismiss other arguments and other issues, et cetera, et cetera. They're clearing the way. They're running interference. Eventually, they'll dispense with Trump. And they will, you know, put their people up just in time, kind of an idea. Now, that's my opinion. Don't know that I'll be right. I don't have any crystal ball. I don't have any insider status. I just have my own educated experience to say that the mainstream press is not your friend. And if you get coverage, it's by design. Let me just say it like that. If you get coverage, it is by design. Okay? Don't be fooled. It's another one of my he who owns the media makes the rules. The new media takes center stage slogans, phrases, pivot points, if you will. I'm going to say this right now. If you get coverage, it is by design. Write it down and remember who told you that first, okay? 60 days to Iowa. That's the first real deal, Kurt. And Trump nominates.
Well, yeah, that's the headline on Drudge. And when you look at the root story of that, it's a Quinnipiac poll, by the way. Those of you who are like me who have no idea what Quinnipiac means, there's a little university where a son-in-law of ours went to back in the, on the East Coast. And so they do these polls, these national polls, and so that's where this phrase comes from. Quinnipiac is like an Indian tribe, by the way, just for your gee whiz collection. But they just finished up a poll, and they say 11 months before the 2016 election, that Donald Trump is the undisputed leader in the Republican field, and they've got Dr. Ben Carson, a virtual tie with him 4 weeks ago. Now he's dropped to third place, according to these guys. What the numbers are is Trump gets 27% today, they say, with 17% going for Marco, 16% each for Carson and Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. So I'd call those three at least 17 and 2 16s pretty much a virtual tie there. And
especially when you talk about 5%. The margins of errors, Kurt, that they always talk about, too. It's yeah, more than a virtual tie, right?
It's a great point. They also say 5% is going to Florida Gov, former governor. They don't call him Florida. They shouldn't call him Florida governor. They should call him former governor Jeb Bush. They say no other candidate.
Now, that 3%. Freudian slip, Kurt, makes you believe that Bush is more relevant by that admission.
That's
of the
exactly
point that you
right.
bring out, Kurt. So, you know, if they're trying to promote Bush, then they kind of got to just ignore that and say governor. Because then, you know, most people don't really even know, Kurt.
Yeah, they say 8% are undecided. Last month, they had Trump at 24 and Carson at 23. They say among Republicans, 26% of voters say they would definitely not support Trump, with 21% who would not back Bush. Then this guy, Tim Malloy, he's the assistant director of the Quinnipiac University poll. He said, doesn't seem to matter what he says or who he offends, whether the facts are contested or the political correctness is challenged. Donald Trump seems to be wearing Kevlar.
Well, again, Kurt, that's because the mainstream press and the politicians, whenever they have a fact wrong or something going on, it's ignored too. Now they're mad because it's ignored when it's Trump. Okay, I mean, look, Hillary perjured herself multiple times. She's got thousands of classified emails that are out there in the public and stuff like that. She ran her own server. She lied. She got caught. And no one's even talking about that, but they're going to say, oh, Trump, we're going to debate between Trump and, let's see, Giuliani. Trump says thousands. Giuliani says pockets of people celebrating. Okay, and Trump's going to be a big liar? Now, when you talk about who he offends, and what about Hillary's husband saying, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. Okay?
Yeah.
And then Hillary now acts like she's women's women. I mean, she's the gal that's going to make everything right for women, shatter the glass ceiling, make it all good. But then Trump's going to call somebody a bimbo, and it's like, oh, man, Trump, you can't say that. But didn't Bill Clinton coin the bimbo eruption term? See, this is the point. They're so disingenuous. Everybody's starting to see it so blatant that they're like, I don't care what Trump does or says. At least he's calling it like it is. I don't even care what his politics are. At least he blows up their whole standard, you know, what do they call it? A quid quo pro deal? Pro quo deal?
Yeah, kind of, quid, you know, pro quo. Yeah.
Quid pro quo deal. Okay. At least he shatters that. And people are saying, I dig that. Let it be. Let it rip. Come on. Yeah, they all lie. So what? Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. At least he's trying to get money for the veterans. When was the last time any bureaucrat tried to do that, Kurt?
Yeah, that's a good point.
At least he's they trying to protect this... America. At least he's trying to bring jobs back. Everybody else doesn't get anything done.
They say this poll was conducted between 23rd of November and the 30th, and 1,453 registered voters nationwide with a margin of error of 2.6 percentage points. They say live interviewers call landlines and cell phones.
Yeah.
The survey includes, they say, 672 Republicans and 573 Democrats.
Why did we interview the Democrats?
Well, they, you know, they did give Democratic numbers, you know, Hillary and Bernie. But, you know, I that's so ho-hum to me, I'd just rather not even.
I'm just telling you right now, Kurt, I don't care whether people like or dislike Trump, no matter what you think. I'm telling you, remember this rule. If you get coverage from the bogus, lamestream press, you can be sure that it's by design. I'm just telling you. Why that is, I don't know. Whether they meant well and they, you know, created a monster in Trump and now they don't know what to do, I don't know. But I'm telling you right now, they could drop coverage in 2 seconds. They could make everything he does look bad if they choose, and they don't. Everything they do points at greater ratings. Everything they do points at promoting Trump at this point. Is there a reason? Yes. What it is, do we know? I don't know. But I'm telling you right now, he's getting positive coverage. Even if it's controversial positive coverage, it's still quite positive. The question becomes, will they take off the gloves? Ted Cruz thinks so. I don't know. There's not a single person on that campaign stage I'd vote for, Kurt. Next hour, maybe you'll tell us who you'd vote for. Rand Paul might be the closest, but he's not even in the mix anymore, is he, Kurt?
Well, they're trying to say he's not.
All right, well, let's look it up and see whether he is or not. Let's see.
Race.
I mean, I'd love to cover him and promote some news. I could release some news articles and some news stories relating to Rand Paul if he'd let me, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
Having a hard time getting that done. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com. News that networks refuse to use. 1 hour in the can, second coming up. This nation shall endure.